Asthma continues to be a serious health concern for children and adults in Connecticut. As Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, experts are taking a closer look at how housing issues contribute to the problem.
A 10-year-old boy in the New Haven area had developed a bad case of chronic asthma. He was constantly missing school and ending up in the emergency department. The family was great at keeping up with treatment, but
they just couldn't quite seem to grasp what was going on when the family was doing everything they were supposed to.
That's Alice Rosenthal, an attorney advocating for the family. She says eventually, a piece of the puzzle fell into place.
Mom spoke to the pediatrician and said, you know, we've had these really old carpets in our apartment. I've lived there for 5 years. They've been there the whole time, so I can't imagine how long they were there before.
Rosenthal works for the Center for Children's Advocacy. She helped them get the carpet removed, and it led to a significant improvement in the boy's health. Cases like this show just how big of an impact housing quality has on health, especially for asthma. State officials estimate that this condition accounts for nearly $100 million a year in emergency room and hospitalization costs. And Rosenthal says health providers really need to find the larger solutions.
We can keep putting band-aids on all these individual stories, and that's really important, but when are we going to stop and say, okay, this is something that we need to change on a more systemic level?
This strong link between living environment and health has motivated organizations to come up with services that help people not just with the asthma, but with the root cause of the problem. And Erin Boggs says some people need more help than others.
We also have some of the biggest disparities by race and by income, and you can look at those in terms of education, incarceration, unemployment, and health. And so, you know, we have some issues to contend with, and we need to be thinking creatively about how to resolve them.
Boggs is the executive director of Open Communities Alliance, a nonprofit that is currently working on a pilot housing voucher program. She says the ultimate goal is in
assisting voucher holders who are interested and have kids with asthma in moving from neighborhoods that have asthma triggers to neighborhoods that have fewer asthma triggers.
Beyond a family's home, their wider environment can also make a difference. Alyssa Norwood is a program manager at Sustainable CT, which is partnering with municipalities on environmental and health projects.
The city of New Haven has been really robust in the implementation of building bioswales in its downtown. So bioswales are green spaces that are on the streetscape that help with drainage and address flooding issues in a way that is environmentally resonant, but also can address asthma by improving air quality in those communities.
People working in health, environment, and housing hope that these solutions lower the state's asthma rates, even as national rates increase each year. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.